Village Voice from Bishop Stainton, where I met Corinne Darville, and I could tell from Corinne's accent that she wasn't a born local, so I asked her where she came from.
I come from North London.
And how did you come to be in Bishop Stainton?
Well, I moved down here 15 years ago. I think we were just sort of fed up with, you know, city life, really. We just thought we'd have more peace and quiet down here. And, you know, it's very nice, a lovely village. We like it very much here.
How easy did you find it to adapt from London life to village life?
No problem. No problem at all. I had neighbours, when I left my neighbours in London, they said, Corinne, you'll never stick it. You're not the type. But, yeah, I'm still here. So...
Now, I understand you're involved in the children's theatre. How did you get involved in that?
Well, mainly my daughter, she was 7 when we came down here, and I was approached by 1 or 2 people. You know, they said, why don't you get her in the children's theatre? So I did, and offered to help, and I've been there ever since. I keep trying to, you know, we keep trying to... get new members on the committee and that, but it's very hard, you know, people don't want to get involved, so I'm still there. I've been there about 15 years on the committee, so, you know.
So had you had any previous experience in dramatics?
No. I mean, I don't get involved with it. I'm not involved with the production side, nothing like that. It's just someone has to hold the committee, you know, has to hold the children's theatre together, and it's just a few of us, you know, doing that. We do fundraising and things like that. So, you know.
So how many youngsters are involved in the theatre group?
When they sign on, usually it's March time. Sometimes we have 45 sign on. Yes, about 45. Sometimes a few drop out for various reasons, but I think last year it ended up with about 38 or 39, our last production.
And how many productions do you put on each year?
Only one. Only one production. That's on... usually it's the last week in November or the beginning of December. It just depends when we can get the dates. And it's on for 3 nights. A Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
And whereabouts do you perform?
In the Village Hall.
And the facility's quite good there?
Yes, very good. Yes. Yes.
At least with working with children, you have a ready-made audience. You have mums and dads and aunties and sisters cousins. And.
Oh, yes, yes. That's very nice. Yes, we do have a ready-made audience.
What type of productions have you put on in recent years?
Well, last year we did Cinderella. I think we did Sleeping Beauty. Robinson Crusoe was one. I can tell you that. Remember that because my daughter was in that.
Did the children seem to get quite a lot out of it?
Oh yes, because it's not just for acting. I mean, there's children, you know, that really. Perhaps can't act, but I think it's wonderful for them because there's a lot of shy children, and I think it helps them. They come into the theatre and it helps them get over their shyness. I've seen children really so shy that really I thought, my goodness me, you know, will they ever get out of it? But they certainly do, and I've seen them years after, and they even get cheeky now. So I mean, yes, it's very, very good for them. I think it helps them through life as well, and also they're mixing with a lot of the children who belong to the primary school, and they all know each other. And I think it's all, and they really thoroughly enjoy it. You've only got to look at their faces, and they enjoy it. So you know, it's nice for them.